USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump adjourned now until tomorrow. Yesterday, during a brief two-hour session, the president's legal team began laying out their defense. That followed three lengthy days of opening statements by Democratic House impeachment managers. Meanwhile, there's still no agreement on whether there are going to be witnesses called. Here's South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham on why he does not support witnesses.
I just think it's best for the country to vote on the record established, because if you go down the witness road, you run into executive privilege in a way that no one's in uncharted territory. No one's ever been in the box we're in before, and I really don't want to turn the trial into a circus.
The death toll from the Friday night earthquake in Turkey is up to 31, with 1,600 people injured. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans, are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Chinese officials now say that the number of deaths from the coronavirus there have skyrocketed to at least 56, over 2,000 people infected. University of Hong Kong Professor of Medicine Ivan Hung says the coronavirus appears to be even more contagious than SARS was. There was a big outbreak of that in 2003.
In terms of the transmissibility of the virus, is probably higher than SARS.
A third case of coronavirus confirmed in the U.S. as a person in Orange County, California has tested positive for it. Two other cases have been confirmed in the U.S., one in Seattle and one in Chicago. The latest ABC News Washington Post poll showing Joe Biden continuing to lead the pack of Democratic White House hopefuls. Next is Bernie Sanders, close behind. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in third. She has just won the endorsement of Iowa's biggest newspaper. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The USDA is recalling about 2,000 pounds of raw ground beef packaged at Amity Packing in Chicago. It may be tainted with plastic. The recalled products were shipped to retail stores in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The packages have the lot code 0060, and they have a user freeze-by date of January 31st. The Dissident, a documentary on the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, is earning a standing ovation at the Sundance Film Festival. Director Brian Fogel discussing it with Variety shortly before the Friday night screening of the film.
This isn't information that's really up for dispute. These are concrete facts. So I'm not making a political stance on the current administration. I'm not taking a political stance on all these other matters. I'm simply presenting this is what happened, and this is how it happened, and this is who did it, and these are the victims, and these is who has been impacted, and these are their stories. And then the audience can essentially take away from that what they want to and decide whether or not what has been presented in the film is something that they are passionate and want to do something about.
U.S. intelligence says the Crown Prince ordered the death of Khashoggi, though he denies it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.